This is the podcast for JNS Spine. This is the February 21st, 2014 podcast from JNS Spine. My name is Natalie Pincham, and I will be reading summaries of articles on surgical technique, the lumbar spine, and the cervical spine, published today. High-grade spondylolisthesis treated using a modified Bowlman technique. Results among multiple surgeons. A clinical article by Robert Hart and colleagues. Patients with high-grade spondylolisthesis are a rare but challenging group, and the optimal technique for surgical treatment of these patients remains controversial. The authors reviewed the clinical and radiographic outcome in 16 patients with an average follow-up duration of 78 months. A modified Bowlman procedure was used, with replacement of the autologous fibula strut by a titanium mesh cage and addition of spanning pedicle screw and or transsacral screw fixation. This method resulted in satisfactorily reproducible clinical outcomes among multiple surgeons. There were significant improvements in slip percent and slip angle, and fusion rates were high. Rates of L5 motor deficit were low in comparison with techniques involving reduction of the anterolisthesis, and the rates appeared to be reduced by limiting efforts at reduction to just the lumbosacral kyphosis. This technique is readily learned by most spine surgeons treating pediatric and adult cases, as demonstrated by its adoption by multiple practitioners in the spine community. Another attractive aspect of the technique is the reduced need for L5 pedicle screws, because the oblique interbody device provides some stability of L5. The high fusion rates reported support this idea. Is in vivo manual palpation for thoracic pedicle screw instrumentation reliable? A clinical article by Miriam Donohue and co-authors. When placing pedicle screws using the freehand method, one must first create a path or pedicle track along which the screw will be threaded. The pedicle walls are then palpated with a ball-tipped probe. The thinking is that if a defect in the pedicle wall is detected, especially if that defect is on the medial wall, then one should avoid placing a screw along that trajectory. This assumes that the surgeon's interpretation of the tactile feedback from the probe is accurate enough to avoid spinal cord or nerve root injury. Is this assumption valid, or is it surgical hubris? As part of a prospective study of a novel neuromonitoring approach, the authors of this study asked spinal fellowship-trained surgeons to cannulate and palpate thoracic pedicles of living adults, to announce the pedicle wall status, and then place a screw along that pedicle track. According to postoperative CT scans, and restricting comparisons to screws that breached the pedicle's medial or lateral walls by more than 2 millimeters, the authors found that the sensitivity of intraoperative palpation for detecting pedicle wall breaches was surprisingly low. That is, only 19% of defects giving rise to medially malpositioned screws were identified. The implications of and possible reasons for the study findings are discussed. Kinetic analysis of anterior cervical discectomy and fusion supplemented with transarticular facet screws. A laboratory investigation by Vincent Trainellis and co-workers. While anterior cervical discectomy and fusion, or ACDF, has proven to be a highly successful one-level procedure, the extension of this technique to three or more levels may result in significant reductions in the rate of arthrodesis. Adjunctive transfacet screws have been advocated for use in long ACDF constructs. However, the biomechanical advantages of using these screws has not been reported. Accordingly, the purpose of this study was to determine the acute stability conferred by implementation of unilateral and bilateral transfacet screws to a C4 to C7 ACDF construct using a cadaver model. The data indicate that unilateral screw fixation provides a significant enhancement to the acute flexion extension stability of a multi-level ACDF. Adding a second bilateral facet screw produced further gains in lateral bending stability. A case report is presented to provide clinical utility of the transfacet approach. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.